我可以一起打开圣经看彼得前书第三章。You can turn your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 3. 我们继续在彼得前书去查考神的话语。As we continue in our study of 1 Peter, 今天我们看第三章18节至22节。We'll be looking this morning from chapter 3 verse 18 to 22.我哋睇到好多呢幾年嘅出好多新嘅電影咧，就係同呢啲漫畫嘅英雄人物有關嘅。You know, last couple of years there have been a lot of movies that have been produced talking about Marvel comic characters or DC comic characters. 嗰個有超人啦，有蜘蛛俠啊，有蝙蝠俠等等嘅好多嘅。You know, you got Superman, you got Spider-Man, you got Batman, and all these Marvel characters. 嗰個佢一出現咧，就一套又一套。You know, they've been making movie after movie of all these guys. 嗰個但係呢啲漫畫人物。来到世界就通常就要拯救世界，因为有个好大的威胁，如果他不拯救就世界灭亡。 You know, all these Marvel characters, you know, they're coming out like the savior of the world because there's a big challenge that they have to solve, and if they don't save the world, you know, the world's in destruction. 我告诉你，今天呢我们的世界真的面临很多的威胁。But you know, in reality, the world today is facing a lot of challenges. 中东的局势呢，仲系好好严重。You know, there's still a great challenge right now in the Middle East. 美国又想出军去叙利亚，全世界苏联都系唔同意。You know, the United States wants to send military action into Syria and the whole world, and Russia is in the USSR. No, Russia is in opposed to that. 我哋埃及嘅問題又係好緊張。And you know, the problem in Egypt today is escalating into a big crisis. 兩三日後呢，就係九一一嘅紀念日啦。唔知琴晚有冇睇到《世贸中心》嗰个电影啊 ？And a couple days from now is the anniversary of 9/11. Did anyone watch the World Trade Center last night on Pearl？ 呢个恐怖事件咧就系都未解决啊，都系一个好大嘅威胁。You know, there's still a great challenge today with the terrorism.佢话讲到天气变化，食物短缺。How about the change in the weather, the shortage of food? 世界系需要一个救主。The world needs a savior. 我哋世界系需要一个嘅可以拯救全人类嘅救主。We need a savior that can save the whole world. 咁就主我哋嘅基督耶稣系嘅死系能拯救世人。And praise the Lord that the death of Jesus Christ brings salvation for all. So, 今日我哋要睇一个兴奋嘅题目，就系耶稣基督系我哋嘅救主。So this morning we need to look at an exciting topic, in that Jesus is the Savior, is our Savior. 当我哋睇到呢个经文呢个题目嘅时候，我好兴奋，因为我哋有得救。And as I look at this topic, I'm excited because we have hope.但是同样呢，我们看到这个题目呢，知道耶稣拯救我们给我们永生，知道那些不愿意相信耶稣的人呢，就是没那么幸福。 But at the same time, as we look at the hope that we have in Jesus Christ and the eternal life, we know for those who are not willing to receive, they don't have the same hope that we have. 即是我们讲到永生就讲到上天堂，即是同样有这个事实，有不接受耶稣的是落地狱。 You know, as we talk about eternal life and going to heaven, there's still the reality of those that do not receive eternal life will one day face judgment and go to hell. 我们不想听这些信息，但是我们要面对这个事实。 Maybe we don't like hearing about that, but it's a reality that we all must face. 所以在彼得前书第三章十八节至22节，我们看到这个经文怎么说。 So let's look and see what the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 to 22. 因基督也曾一次为罪人受苦， 就是义的代替不义的，为要引我们到神面前，按着肉体说他被治死，按着灵性说他复活了。 For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit. 他藉这灵曾去传道给那些在监狱里的聆听， by whom he also went and preached to the spirits in prison. 就是那从前在挪亚预备方舟神容忍等待的时候，不顺从的人当时进入方舟，藉着水得救的不多，只有八个人。 Who formerly were disobedient when once the divine long-suffering waited in the days of Noah while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight souls were saved through water. 这水所表明的洗礼现在藉着耶稣基督复活也拯救他你们。这洗礼本不在乎除掉肉体的污秽，只求在神面前有无愧的良心。 There is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.耶稣已经进入天堂，在神的右边，众天使和有权柄的，并有能力的，都服从了他。Who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers having been made subject to him. 我们一起祈祷， let's pray. 主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们今日信靠你的我们是有永生，我们有永生的盼望，我们是多谢主为我们写的十字架是洗干净我们的罪，我们多谢主耶稣给我们有得救，所以我们靠主耶稣今天呢用你的灵在我们当中浇灌，愿我们可以聆听领受你今天要跟我们讲的说话，愿我们的心是打开去接受，去降服在你的面前。我们将以下的时间交托在你手中，多谢主听我们祷告，奉主名求， Amen。 这个经文呢就是告诉我们耶稣是拯救世界，他是我们的真正的英雄。 So here in this passage we see that Jesus is the savior of the world and he is the true hero of the world. 他用十字架自己的宝血洗干净我们的罪， and he through the cross shed his blood and he saves us by his death. 我们看到这个十八节讲明他曾一次为罪人受苦， and it says in verse 18 that he died once, he suffered once for our sins. 你知道耶稣是不需要重重复复死，他只要死一次。 You know, Jesus didn't have to die over and over repeatedly, he only had to die once. 他有一次是完成救恩， and he died once and that's fulfilled salvation. 我们是得宽恕是因为耶稣一次的死， and we receive forgiveness because of his one death, his one sacrifice.耶稣一次为罪人死是可以拯救全世界的。 And his one death can, for sinners can save all of us. 只是我们愿意接受相信， only if we would be willing to believe and receive. 那这个由创世一直到耶稣回来审判世界人类的这么多时候，耶稣的一次的死就是赦免洗干净我们的罪。And that means that from creation until the second coming of Christ when he judges the world, that his one death is sufficient to save all of mankind. 即使说是耶稣出世之前，耶稣的年代，耶稣之后，你和我都是包括在内。That means that all of those who were born before Jesus came, those during the time of Jesus, and all of us after Jesus, you and me,we're included in that group. 只要我们愿意接受相信就可以。 And only if we are willing to receive, and then we can have this salvation. 咁啊，好多人会问，咁啊，耶稣啊嚟之前嗰啲人可唔可以得救？ You know, a lot of people ask, well, what about the people that lived before Jesus? Can they be saved? You know, 当然咧，即系佢如果当时佢喺世界上嘅时候，圣经讲明咧要旧约圣经，神系按照佢嘅良知来审判。The Bible tells us in the Old Testament that God judges according to the knowledge that they had in their conscience. 在教育圣经时代呢，有神有给他很多的应许，有很多的先知是来到，是给人知道应该怎样行。You know, in the Old Testament, there are lots of God sent prophets, God sent his teachers to tell them how they should live, how they should walk. 如果当时 有人是按照神的旨意，按照神的带领去行，他是得救。And if there are people living at that time, following the will of God, and according to what God gave them, then they shall be saved. 神是给很多的应许，当时的人当他揸住这个应许，仰望等候神要派你的教主，他都是仰望那位教主。 And as they were holding on to the hope and the promises that God gave, awaiting for the Savior to come, as they waited for their Savior, then they shall be saved. 耶稣就一次死，但是在耶稣之前的人是仰望十字架。And so Jesus died once, but those who lived and died before Jesus, as they were looking, anticipating the coming of Christ, they were looking to the cross. 我们就是十字架之后，我们望回后面，看到十字架。And we live after the cross, and we look back to the cross. 他们仰望十字架，我们望后看十字架，大家都是看十字架。And as they were looking forward to the cross, we're looking back at the cross, we're still looking at the cross.所以耶稣的死是一次过为全人类。 And so the death of Jesus Christ is sufficient for the whole of mankind. 那我想你看十九节， I want you to look at verse 19. 因为他曾藉这灵曾去传道给那些在监狱里的聆听， By whom also he went and preached to the spirits in prison. 耶稣曾经去监狱讲道的吗？Did Jesus go to prison and preach to people in prison? 我们知道耶稣被捉那晚呢，就坐了一晚监。And we know that when Jesus was arrested that night, he spent one night in prison. Is that what it's talking about? 不是。这个讲到耶稣是去监狱的时候，其实是讲到耶稣钉死十字架，死了之后未复活之前。 What it's talking about when Jesus was crucified on the cross, after he was crucified and died on the cross, before he rose from the dead, 可以说那三日时间耶稣去了哪边？ Where did Jesus go during that 3-day period before he resurrected from the dead? 这个经文告诉我们，他去了传福音被监狱里面的人。And this passage tells us that he went to preach to those who were in prison. 这个坐监的人呢，在监牢里面，其实应该是叫做是阴间的里面。 And when it says those in prison, it's actually talking about those in Hades. 因为圣经告诉我们， 在人死的时候还有生命。Because the Bible tells us that after you die, your physical body dies, there is still life. 我们有个事实，我们这个生命，这个血肉之躯，是只不过一个的肉身的生命，我们里面有灵魂。And the truth is, the Bible tells us that this physical body, this life we have in this physical body, is only a material life. We have a spirit. There's more to us. 当你的身体是离开世界的时候，你还有灵魂在你里面。And when your body dies, inside you still have a spirit. 所以我们是信耶稣，我们是看到我们的灵魂的，是这个肉体的生命是短暂，但是我们灵魂的生命是永恒的。 And so as Christians, we look, the physical life is short, but our spiritual life, our soul has eternal life. 如果你信耶稣，我们相信信耶稣得到永生。 And if you are a Christian, we believe that as you believe in Jesus Christ, you have eternal life. 所以如果你信耶稣，你死的时候去天堂，你不信耶稣死的时候去地狱。And so as a Christian, if you believe in Jesus Christ, when you die, you go to heaven. If you do not believe in Jesus Christ, when you die, you go to hell. 其实圣经里面说死的意思就是分开。Like, actually, in the Bible, death means separation. 所以是开头是我们身体死，我们的灵魂和身体分开。And so when your physical body dies, there's a separation. Your spirit and your body are separated.当你是去到审判的时候，如果你信耶稣，你是去到天堂，你就是永恒和耶稣一起。如果你不信耶稣，你要永远和神分开，这个就是永远的死。And so as your physical body, your spirit is separated from your physical body, you go to be judged. If you're a Christian and you believe in Jesus, you go to eternal life, your life with God in heaven. But if you are not a Christian, you do not believe in Jesus, your spirit is separated from God for eternity, and that is eternal death. So in this 经文话我们听我们基督徒是相信有生命，我们的生命不是短暂的，是永恒的。 And so this passage stresses to us that as Christians we need to believe in the eternal and not just focusing on this life here. 这个告诉我们耶稣去了阴间。 This passage says that Jesus went to Hades.那在教育圣经的时候，似乎圣经告诉我们阴间是分开两边。 It seems from the Old Testament and from the teaching of the Bible that Hades was a place that was separated into two parts. 这个是人家死了之后灵魂去那里等候审判。 And it's a place where people would go, their souls would go after they died and waiting judgment. 那我们不可以绝对肯定，但是圣经是有这个的透露，有这个暗示。 We cannot be 100% sure of what it was like, but you know, the Bible gives us these hints in this kind of a little look into what it was like. 那耶稣曾经讲过一个比喻，那我们看耶稣一个比喻，你可以打开路加福音16章。Now you can turn to Luke chapter 16 and see a parable that Jesus taught.我们不可以因为耶稣的比喻去确定一些神学或者一些道理的。 Now we can't base doctrine and theology on one of Jesus' parables, 但我们可以从耶稣的比喻去吸收一些的透露一些资料，一些观点。 But we can, from the parable, gain some insight into the situation. 这个比喻耶稣是要教导我们一个真理。 In the parable, Jesus wants to teach us a spiritual truth. 这个属灵的真理是一方面，但是因为是耶稣讲，耶稣不会讲假嘢的。 But because Jesus is teaching it, Jesus is not going to tell us fantasies and stories. 所以我们知道耶稣讲的一些可能是反映到一些真实的情况。 And so I believe that what Jesus uses a parable, he's actually using a reality to share his parable from.咁喺呢个比喻咧，可能大家好熟悉嘅。And maybe you're very familiar with this parable. 喺十九节嗰度，话有一个财主同埋有一个人叫拉撒路。In verse 19, it says that there is a man, or a certain rich man, and who clothed in purple apparel. And then there is another guy in verse 20 called Lazarus, a beggar. 拉撒路系一个嘅乞儿。咁个财主咧就系大肉大食嘅，即系天天有好多嘢食嘅。但系拉撒路咧就好辛苦。 And so this rich man, you know, he's eating and just enjoying life, and Lazarus is just a beggar under the table. So he says, Lazarus is just eating, he's trying to dump the food on the ground, he's trying to dump the leaves. And so Lazarus was just eating what the rich man threw off the table. 23 節, 你看看, 路加福音16章23節。In Luke chapter 16 verse 23, it goes on and says, 他在陰間受痛苦，舉目遠遠的望見亞伯拉罕，又望見拉撒路在他的懷裡。 And being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. 我忘記告訴你，他兩個人死了，跟著去到陰間。 I forgot to tell you, it says in verse 22 that they both died and went to Hades. 所以這個你見到財主去到陰間是受苦，拉撒路去到陰間是有亞伯拉罕安慰他。 And so here it's telling us that the rich man went and is in Hades and in suffering, and Lazarus went and was in the bosom of Abraham and being comforted. 那拉撒路即是很享受，財主見到他，遠遠地見到他。 And so the rich man saw him from afar and he called out, 即是你可以看到个，佢话用叫拉撒路过嚟啊，点个手喺个水里边点一点我嚟，我好辛苦。And the rich man said, "Hey Abraham, you know, send Lazarus over here. You know, put his finger in the water, give me a little drop of water. I'm really in pain." 你睇下亚伯拉罕点讲？佢话你唔记得咧，你喺地上你享福啊，佢系受苦，而家你受苦佢享福。And then Abraham said, "You know, when you were on earth, you had a pleasure, and he was suffering. Now it's reversed, you know, and all that stuff."And then Abraham said, "He can't come to you, you can't come to him." 亚伯拉罕话你唔可以过去，佢又唔可以过去。跟住财主话，不如咧你派佢翻去同我兄弟讲，佢会听佢啊。And then the rich man said, "Send Lazarus back to tell the message to my brothers. You know, tell them to prepare." 亚伯拉罕话唔得嘅，佢唔翻得去嘅。同埋如果佢唔听摩西同埋先知嘅说话，佢唔会听一个从死里复活嘅人。And then Abraham said, "No, he cannot go back. And even if he could, they would not listen to somebody that rose from the dead if they don't listen to Moses and the prophets." 那其实耶稣讲这个比喻，可能想强调在最后那里，就是如果他不听摩西和先知，不会听一个从死里复活的人，就是耶稣从死里复活的。 And maybe what the message of Jesus is trying to stress in this parable is that if you don't listen to the message of the prophets and Moses, you're not going to listen to Jesus resurrecting from the dead. 可能这个是一个重点，可能这个重点是告诉我们，你现在不要为今生来生活，因为死后还有生命。 And maybe another purpose of this parable is telling us, don't just live for today, because after today there's still life.There's judgment. 可能耶稣要我们是有好的准备为永恒。 Maybe Jesus wants us to prepare for eternal life. 你今天有没有准备好为永恒的生命？ Have you prepared today for the life in the eternal? 如果你只是为了更生，为你今天所做的事，你忽略了永恒呢？你好大的忽略。 And if you're just living for all your life today and you're not even thinking about the future,You've made a big mistake. 但是透过这个经文，这个比喻，我们可以看到几样东西。 But from this parable, we can see some interesting things. 第一，你看得到每人要向神交代。 First, we can see that every man is accountable to God. 有日你会站在神面前。 One day, you will be standing in front of God's judgment seat. 另一件事我们看得到，你跟从神，依靠神，你会得到神的安慰、幸福。Another thing you can see that if you're following and living for God, you will be blessed in the afterlife. You'll be comforted. 但如果你不按照神的计划行，你会受苦。But another thing we see, if you're living for yourself in the afterlife, you will be in judgment. You will be in pain. 这个就是给我们看得到阴间有好的一边，有坏的一边。 And that's telling us that Hades had two parts, a good part and a bad part. 你记唔记得耶稣钉十字架嘅时候，有两个贼喺佢左右边嘅 ？Do you remember when Jesus was crucified on the cross? There were two thieves, one on his right and one on his left. 有一个信佢，有一个唔信。One of them believed, one of them didn't. 耶稣向嗰个信佢嗰个贼讲 ，and Jesus spoke to the one thief that believed him and said, 今日你要同我一齐喺乐园里边。He said, today you will be with me in paradise. 是不是？即使耶稣自己亲自讲，我今天在这个十字架死的时候，我一死我就落去阴间乐园那边。And so Jesus is saying with his own mouth, I'm dying now on the cross. When I die, I'm going to Hades, to paradise section. 耶稣就在十字架死的时候就去阴间。And so Jesus died on the cross and he went to Hades. 我们看回以弗所书第四章 Turn to Ephesians chapter 4 verse 8 to 10. 在以弗所书第四章第八节至到第十节 In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 8 to 10, 保罗又是这样讲关于耶稣And this is Paul speaking about Jesus. 他说第四章第八节所以经常说他升上高天的时候老量了仇敌将各样的恩赐给赐给他赏给人 Therefore he says whom he ascended on high he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men 基说升上岂不是先降下地下么 Now this he ascended what does it mean but that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth 那降下的就是远升诸天之上要充满万有的 He who descended is also the one whoAscended far above the heavens that he might fill all things.
嗱，呢个经文都话我哋听，耶稣死喺十字架之后，升天之前就去阴间降下。
And so this passage is also telling us before Jesus ascended into heaven after his death and resurrection, he first descended into the lower parts of the earth.
耶稣落去掳掠仇敌 and he led captivity captive 因为在阴间里面灵魂是好像坐紧监
because there in Hades the souls of men were like they were imprisoned
所以耶稣落去在这些灵魂里面是掳掠他是、有些是掳掠有些是释放
and so we see that Jesusset some free and others he bound up.
如果你睇马太福音喺二十七章嘅时候，有一个好奇妙嘅经文。
If you turn to Matthew chapter 27, there's a very interesting passage.
我谂有时睇呢啲经文，唔知你会唔会谂下，咦，究竟系咩事嚟嘅
？I don't know. When you read the Bible and you find passages like this, do you think about what it's saying?
这个经文就好奇妙的
And this passage in Matthew is very interesting very amazing
是耶稣钉十字架的时候刚刚断气的时候发生件事
And it's when Jesus was crucified on the cross And he gave up the ghost What happened?
在马太福音27章50节
And in Matthew chapter 27 verse 50 Matthew chapter 27 verse 50
Español Matías Matthew No hablo español no?
Yesu 又大声喊叫气就断了 And Jesus cried out Giving with a loud voice And yield up his spirit
即是耶稣钉死十字架死了五十一节 Look at 51 忽然殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两边半地也震动磐石也龟裂
Then behold the veil of the temple was torn from top to bottom The earthquake the rocks were split
52节
坟墓也开了，以遂圣徒的身体多有起来的。
And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised.
到耶稣复活以后，他们从坟墓里出来，进了圣城，向许多人显现。
And coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many.
Wow, 发生咩事? What happened here? 耶稣死在十字架上，落到阴间，释放了有些旧约圣经的圣徒。
Jesus died on the cross, and he went into Hades, and he set free some of the Old Testament saints.
当耶稣从死里复活，他又复活在耶路撒冷行来行去。
And when Jesus rose from the dead, they also rose, and they walked around in Jerusalem for a little while.
哇！如果你当时喺度见到呢，系见到咩旧约圣经嘅圣徒喺度？系咪以利亚、以利沙？系咪摩西？系咪约书啊？系咪以赛亚？唔知系边个 ？Can you imagine being in Jerusalem at that time? And who are these Old Testament saints that were risen? Was it Elijah? Was it Isaiah? Jeremiah? Was it Moses? Was it Joshua? Who was it? Who are these guys?
圣经话我哋听。信主的我们会复活的。 The Bible says for those who believe in Jesus Christ, one day you will be resurrected.
有第一次复活，你参与第一次复活，你有福的。
And if you can have partake in the first resurrection, you are blessed.
那圣经讲第一次复活是一个分层次的复活。
And when the Bible talks about the first resurrection, it's a resurrection in stages.
因为耶稣是初熟的果子，他是第一个复活。
Because Jesus is the first fruits, he is the first to resurrect.
但耶稣复活之后，我们参与第一次复活呢，是信耶稣的人是有份。有福的。
But those who believe in Jesus who resurrect after Jesus resurrected, you are blessed.
这个在耶路撒冷出来的那班人呢，是参与这个第一次的复活的，是有份。
And so the first stage in the first resurrection was these guys in Jerusalem.
我们第二部分的第一个复活是几时？
And when will the second stage of the first resurrection be?
当耶稣出现在天空吹号，哒哒哒哒，跟着叫教会被提升天，教约已死的人，已死的信徒就会一起复活。
And when Jesus appears in the clouds, and the trumpet is blown, and the church is raptured, at the same time, first the dead in Christ will rise.
是吧？跟着我们知道入到千禧，不是，入到大灾难的时候，在大灾难有些的信徒都会是为他所信的耶稣死的，但他都会复活。
And then during the great tribulation period, some Christians will be martyred for their faith, and those Christians will also take part in this first resurrection.
所以这个我们看得到，耶稣落了去阴间，释放了信主的就可以出来的。
And so Jesus went into Hades and he set free those who were bound captive there.
但是在阴间受苦那边是掳掠他，他更加被捆绑。
But those who were captive in the other part of Hades, the suffering part, they were bound up and they're kept there. And even bound up more tightly.
那彼得前书第三章说耶稣下去是向他讲道。
Peter says in chapter 3 that Jesus went into the prison and he preached to them.
耶稣向他讲咩道啊？
Now, what did Jesus preach to them?
肯定啊，即系我哋基督徒系冇可能接受咧，即系死人可以听到，跟住啊，我认罪悔改，这个冇可能嘅。
As Christians, we believe it's impossible for somebody who's dead, already had his chance on life, to then hear a message and say, oh, I'm going to repent and accept Jesus now.
所以耶稣绝对不是讲一个福音的信息叫人家悔改。
So Jesus was not preaching an evangelistic message telling them to repent.
耶稣落去阴间讲咩道？
What was Jesus preaching when he went down to Hades?
耶稣是传一个宣告，我是得胜者，我是胜过死亡，胜过罪恶，胜过魔鬼，我是救主的道。
Jesus was preaching a message, a proclamation, proclaiming, I am the risen Christ, I am the conqueror, I have overcome. I have overcome sin, I have overcome death, I have overcome Satan.
耶稣就在这里宣告他是最伟大。
Jesus is there proclaiming, I am the greatest.
因为耶稣是创造天地万物的真神。
Because Jesus is the creator of heavens and the earth.
耶稣这个是一个宣告，就是一个审判的宣告，他有权审判。
And as his proclamation is also a judgment, because he has the authority to judge.
提到这个的耶稣落到阴间，其实可以证明耶稣的而且确死了。
And as you look and you see that Jesus went into Hades, into hell, that he actually did die.
你知道有些人说，耶稣没死在十字架，他只是晕低而已。晕低，跟着呢，三日之后在坟墓呢，醒了之后呢，推开个石头，跟着出来，人家说他复活的而已。
You know, some people don't accept that Jesus died on the cross. They said he fainted, you know, and then he fainted and went into the grave, you know, and then after 3 days he was revived and he came out and he pushed open the stone and he said, hey, here I am! And they said, oh, he's resurrected. No.
绝对不是。耶稣的而且确死。的而且确落到阴间。你没死，没得落阴间。
If Jesus died and he went to hell, you know, you cannot go into Hades if you don't die.
So this is what we're saying, Jesus really died.
And so it can prove that Jesus truly died.
He also talked about another thing, saying to us, Jesus experienced what you and I have experienced.
It also gives us another confirmation that Jesus experienced everything that you and I are going to experience.
耶稣的死是一个完全的死，
and that Jesus' death was a true, real death.
他不单是肉身死，他都要经历落去阴间那个死。
Not only did his physical body die, but he also had to experience his spirit going into Hades. That death.
唔怪之耶稣啊，父啊，呢个父辈攞走啊！佢系创造天地嘅万物真神，真神嘅灵魂要落到阴间。
No wonder Jesus cried out and said to God, Lord, take this cup from me. This is the creator of the universe, God incarnate, Jesus Christ. He dies and goes to hell.
耶稣为拯救你愿意接受这个经历的。
And Jesus, because he wants to save you, he was willing to put up and experience this experience.
所以我们可以肯定耶稣经历你所经历的。
So we know that Jesus experienced everything that you're going to experience.
他知道什么叫死，知道什么叫落到阴间。
He knows what it is to die, he knows what it is to go to hell.
因为他经历过， because he experienced it. 但有个肯定，耶稣落到阴间是胜利者，得胜者。
But when Jesus went into Hades, he went as the conqueror, as the overcomer.
那你睇彼得啊，睇腓立比书第二章。
Look in the book of Philippians, chapter 2.
我们讲到耶稣是我们世界的拯救者，是我们的大英雄。
You know, we're talking about Jesus being the savior of the world, the hero for the world.
腓立比书第二章第，即是很重要的经节，就是五节至到第十节。
This is a very important passage of the Bible, verse 5 to 10, the kenosis passage. 但我想在第七节那里读起。But I want to start reading from verse 7, because it talks about Jesus being God, not counting equality with God, something to be hold on to. And so,第六节说神是耶稣是与神同同等，就唔会强夺咧，就唔想争呢个位。所以第七节反倒虚己，取了奴仆嘅形象，成为人嘅样式。But he made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of man. 既有人的样子，就自己卑微，全心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架。And being found in the presence, appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. 所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。 Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, 叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因为耶稣的名无不屈膝。 At that, the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of those in heaven, of those on the earth, and those under the earth.但我想你睇翻第十节，咩叫地底下 ？Look back at verse 10. What is it talking about? Under the earth， 就系阴间。Those in Hades， 耶稣系超乎所有嘅天上地下阴间地底下。Jesus is above all in heaven, earth, and in hell.一切都要服从他，顺服他。All are going to submit to him. 全部都要屈膝敬拜，因为耶稣是主。Everybody will bow to Jesus because he is Lord. 耶稣落到阴间，他都要屈膝敬拜，因为耶稣是得胜者。When Jesus went into the prison in Hades, they all had to bow to him because he is the Lord.你看到我们拯救者，我们的世界的英雄，不单是在这个地上拯救我们，也都在阴间里面是救主，是英雄。 So look at the Savior, our hero, Jesus Christ, not only is the Savior of the world here, but he's also Lord and Savior in hell, in Hades. 看咪彼得前书第三章，继续看第二十节。Let's go back to 1 Peter chapter 3 and go on to verse 20. 彼得是继续解释耶稣在阴间传道向咩灵去讲话。As Peter starts explaining, when Jesus went into Hades, who was he preaching to? 因为彼得讲的是好像跳得很快。所以我们第二十节， So Peter's talking, it's like he's jumping really fast into this. 二十节，就是那从前在挪亚预备方舟，神容忍等待的时候，不顺从的人，当时进入方舟，藉着水得救的不多，只有八个人。 Who formerly were disobedient,When once the divine long-suffering waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is eight souls, were saved through water. 那耶稣落到阴间，向咩人讲道？是向挪亚时代嗰啲人讲道。And so Jesus, when he went down to Hades, who did he preach to? He went and talked to people from the time of Noah. 如果你睇你嘅圣经，你睇创世纪挪亚方舟系边度嘅？创世纪第六章。If you turn in your Bible and you look at Genesis, where is Noah? He is in the sixth chapter of Genesis. 即系前面几页嘅啫。In the beginning of the chapters of the Bible, 挪亚嘅时候呢，亚当去到挪亚。有差不多一千年。You know, there's about 1,000 years from Adam to Noah. 亚当生活就九百几年的。Adam lived for 900 and some years. 即是挪亚时代那些人就是第一批死人的。And so those that from disobedient from Noah's time were the first humans that died in the world.
即是话彼得就话你听，耶稣就系人类第一批人死，直到都系听到耶稣嘅说话。
And so what Peter is actually stressing is that from the beginning of time, those who died until Jesus Christ, they heard what Jesus said.
耶稣就是为我们的教主，他是全人类的教主。Jesus is our Savior, and he's a Savior for the whole world.
回到挪亚，就回到世界的起因。
So when you go back to Noah, you go back to the beginning, man.
但是彼得呢就讲到这点呢就很奇妙的，他讲到挪亚呢就很快跳，因为挪亚呢其实一家八口他怎么得救？
因为 when he starts talking about Noah, Peter's mind starts thinking of other things, and you know, how was Noah and his family of eight, how were they saved?
有挪亚三个仔，佢老婆三个新抱。
You know, there's Noah, his wife, his three sons, there's three daughters-in-law.
佢用120年嘅时间做一只方舟。
They used 120 years to build an ark.
佢一路做呢个方舟，一路话人听，灾难嚟到，神要惩罚，要落40日咒语，会水浸。泛滥，全世界毁灭。
And for 120 years, they kept preaching the gospel. God's going to judge the world. God's bringing judgment. It's going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights. It's going to flood. Everything's going to be destroyed. Get in the ark.
他一路120年传这个信息，他一路120年相信神的信实。相信神的说话。
For 120 years, they preached this message. For 120 years, they believed the word of God.
是不是？挪亚一家人八口，他怎么会得救？
Why was Noah's family of eight saved?
是不是因为他入方舟？
Were they saved because they got in the ark?
不是。他得救，因为他相信神的话语。
They were saved because they believed in what God told them.
他相信神的说话，以致得救。
They believed in God's word, therefore they were saved.
因为他相信神的说话，他就做只方舟，跟住进入方舟。
And because they believed, they made the ark, and then they entered in the ark.
你睇21节 ，look at verse 21。这水所表明的洗礼，现在藉着耶稣基督复活，也拯救你们。这洗礼本不在乎除掉肉体的污物污秽，只求在神面前有无愧的良心。
There is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of the good conscience towards God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
原来彼得就是将挪亚方舟的洗礼同信耶稣的复活的洗礼拉上关系。
So Peter is taking Noah and the baptism that the ark went through and comparing it to the baptism of Jesus Christ as we believe in his resurrection.
原来有关系的，他是将他是表明这样。
And so there is an antitype and a type, you know, a comparison here that Peter is trying to make.
我们得救是因为耶稣的宝血洗干净我们的心。
We are saved because the blood of Jesus Christ washes away our sins.
我们相信耶稣基督的宝血，我们是依靠祂，我们成为神的儿女。
As we believe in Jesus Christ, the blood of Christ cleanses us and we become children of God.
是因为我们耶稣的一次死，我们是得救。
And because of the one death of Jesus Christ, we are saved.
耶稣在我们心里面做这个工作，
and Jesus is doing this work in our heart.
挪亚一家人是因为信就得救，
And Noah and his family, they were saved because they believed.
我哋10月1号呢有个浸礼。
October 1st, we're having a baptism.
唔该晒。
都落个头度，我又浸自己。
October the 1st, we're having a baptism.
我请问大家，浸礼系咪使你得救？
Does baptism make you saved?
我哋系咪浸落水嘅时候教到你得救？
Will going into the water make you saved?
地得喺呢度好强调嘅意思就系呢个浸礼唔系使人得救嘅。
Peter is emphasizing it's not the rite of baptism that saves you.
地德就喺度讲到好清楚，系耶稣基督佢补血洗干净你嘅心，嗰、那个洗礼先至令你得救。
And Peter is emphasizing it's the blood of Jesus Christ cleansing your heart, the baptism of your heart. That's what saves you.
嗱，如果你信耶稣，耶稣洗干净你嘅心，你就去接受洗礼系应该。你接受洗礼系证明你系信耶稣。
Now, if you believe in Jesus and you ask Jesus to cleanse your sins and you're saved, and then you should be baptized. And then that baptism shows that you believe in Jesus.
但如果我唔信耶稣，我就去接受洗礼，嗰个洗礼对我冇效嘅。
But if I don't believe in Jesus and I go and get baptized, that baptism has no effect on me.
因为我心里边冇被神嘅补血洗干净。
Because my heart was not cleansed by the blood of Jesus.
So we need to believe in Jesus to receive his baptism. Then we need to receive our testimony to receive the baptism.
And so first we need to have our heart cleansed. And then we go in a testimony and a witness. We then receive baptism.
So in this place, we can see very clearly.洗礼应该是一个见证，是证明你心里面相信。
And so baptism should be a testimony, a witness of what's already taken place in your heart.
如果你心里面没有这件事发生，你的洗礼没用。所以我心里面相信耶稣，我是教人，是我向教人死，我是将我的老我罪性是钉在十字架同耶稣。
So if I'm a believer in Jesus Christ, I die to my flesh, I take the old man, I take the sins of the flesh, I crucify it on the cross with Jesus Christ.
我就落到水的时候呢，是象征我将这个旧人老我埋葬在个水坟墓里面。
And as I go into the water, it represents that my old man, my old nature is buried in the water.
当我是有这个水出来的时候，是表示我同耶稣一起从死里复活，是一个新造的人。
And as I come out of the water, it represents that I am a new creature in Jesus Christ. I've got a new life, a new nature.
罗方舟八个人，他经过水礼完了之后，他出来整个地是新的，是开始一个新的生命。
And even as Noah and his family of eight, they went through the flood. When they came out of the flood, out of the water, the whole world was brand new. They had to start a new life.
我们信耶稣，我们接受耶稣的洗礼，我们重新开始做个新造的人。
And as we believe in Jesus and we receive the baptism of Jesus, then we become a new creature and we start a new life.
嗱，这个洗礼另外一个意思，你睇21节，佢讲到系下半节。
Now there's another meaning of baptism that's mentioned here in verse 21 in the second part of the verse.
只靠在神面前有无愧嘅良心。
And it says, but the answer of a good conscience towards God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
嗱，这个只靠在神面前无愧的良心是一个承诺的意思。我解释一下。 And the answer with a good conscience towards God is talking about a commitment. And I'll explain why it means commitment. 因为在这个指求是讲到在原文的时候，那个原文的字呢，就是一个合约的一个的协议的意思。The word in the Greek that's used for answer, or maybe in your version of the Bible, pledge, is in the Greek actually the word used to explain a contract that is binding, a business contract. So, 当他说指求的时候，他意思就是说我是遵守这个合约的条件。And so it's meaning that I am accepting the terms of this contract. So 在我良心无愧，我是接受同神这个新约的条件。And so as I have a good conscience towards God, I've accepted the terms of my new life in Christ, this new testament that Jesus has given me. So 在一个接受做基督徒这个的条件，我就要以后一生一世跟从主行。And so it means as a Christian, I'm accepting the terms of being a Christian. I'm going to walk as a Christian for the rest of my life. 你愿意接受洗礼，就表示我以后一生就要做基督徒，真正的基督徒，不是假的。And so when you receive baptism, you're saying to God, I am accepting this new life. I'm going to live the life of a Christian. I'm not going to be a phony Christian. 第二方面呢，是一个承诺。And there's another part of this, it's a commitment. 因为在天主教呢，天主教有一样东西叫七个圣礼。You know, the Catholics have what we call seven sacraments, right? 我们基督教不接受七个圣礼。As Christians, we don't accept the seven sacraments. 我们有两个礼仪。Christians, we have two rites, ordinances. 我们基督教有两个礼仪，就是麦饼纪念主和洗礼浸礼。 The two ordinances or rites that we have as Christians are communion, the Lord's Supper, or baptism. 但我想讲一讲天主教那个根源，那个圣礼那个字在哪里。 But I want to emphasize where the word sacrament in the Catholic Church came from. 是由拉丁文来变化。 It comes from Latin. 在拉丁文有个字，当一个人当兵是承诺我要尽忠是当兵。 And in Latin, when a guy goes and joins the army and he says, I am pledging my allegiance to be a good soldier, 他用个字眼是 Latin, 我不懂拉丁文，不过是 sacramentum, something like that, sacramentum,T-U-M at the end. M-E-N-T-U-M. And you guys speak Latin, you should know. 那个字呢，译到英文就是 sacrament. 但是那个意思就是承诺，我承诺做这件事。But it means I've made a loyal oath, a commitment. 所以当你接受洗礼，你说我要洗礼加入到耶稣的见证，耶稣洗了我心，我就是做这个承诺，接受耶稣的条约，我肯按照新约来行。 And so when you get baptized as a Christian, you are accepting the terms of this new commitment, and you are making a commitment, an oath, that you will follow and do your part. 哇，多严重，是不是？我们有几位准备洗礼，你考虑清楚。We've got a few that are getting ready to be baptized. You think about it. You know, are you willing to make that commitment? 那好快，我跳到最尾嗰节啊，我好快完。Let's go very quickly to verse 22. We're almost finished. 彼得前书三章廿二节，耶稣已经进入天堂，在神的右边。众天使和有权柄的，并有能力的，都服从了他。Who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers having been made subject to him? 弟兄姊妹，我们讲的耶稣是我们世界的拯救者大英雄。
We're teaching that Jesus is the savior of the world. He's our hero.
我们刚才讲耶稣就是为我们再生的人拯救，落到阴间又是这个英雄。但现在耶稣在哪里？
We say that Jesus is the savior of us here on earth.That are living, Jesus also went into Hades and the hell, and he's a hero, he's a savior. But where is Jesus today?
耶稣就是天上，是神的右边。
Jesus is today in heaven on the right hand of God.
耶稣今日是天上，是神的右边，做着什么？
And what is Jesus doing in heaven on the right hand of God right now?
我好鍾意希伯来书第七章廿五节嚟答呢个问题。
I like to use Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25 to answer this question.
希伯来书七章廿五节系咁样讲：凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
Therefore, he is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them.
耶稣今日在天上做着什么？
What is Jesus doing in heaven right now?
他长活为你祈求，可以拯救到底。
He is eternally praying for you.Because he wants to save you to the uttermost.
我们的主耶稣，我们的世界英雄，我们的拯救主，是能够拯救到底。
The hero of the world, our Savior, Jesus Christ, he can save unto the uttermost.
是你生命某一样东西，他没办法拯救。
There is nothing in your life that he cannot save.
某一个问题太复杂，他解决不到。
There is no problem that is too hard for him.
耶稣能够医治你，帮到你，解决你的生命的困难。
Jesus can heal you, he can help you, he can solve the problems in your life.
他拯救到底， he can save to the uttermost. 过去由创世纪一直到将来，耶稣都是拯救到底。
From the beginning of time creation until the eternity to the coming of judgment, Jesus is saving to the uttermost.
神的条件没变过。
And God's requirement has never changed.
你愿意信服，你愿意接受，你相信就得了。
Are you willing to submit? Are you willing to receive? If you're willing to believe, then you can have it.
彼得前书这个22节说，天使和权柄的并有能力都服从他。
And here it says in verse 22 that angels, authorities and powers have been made subject to him.
所有都要服从耶稣，因为耶稣是最权柄。我们时间到，但我们的世界大英雄基督的死能拯救世人。
Our time is up, but we see the Savior, our hero, the death of Christ, salvation for all.
今日耶稣是不是你的拯救者？是不是你的英雄？
Is Jesus your Savior today? Is he your hero today?
你今日是不是愿意耶稣拯救？是不是愿意信服他？
Are you willing to submit to him today? Is your life under his rulership?
他可以拯救到底，你俾机会佢。
He can save you to the uttermost. Just give him a chance.
如果你今日唔俾机会佢，有一日你会面对佢喺审判台前。
If you don't give him a chance now, you're going to meet him one day in the judgment seat.
到时系太迟。
At that time, it's too late.
我建议今日投降俾耶稣。让耶稣工作在我心里边。
I suggest that we submit to God, surrender to God, and let him work in our lives.
一起低头祈祷。Let's pray. 主耶稣，我们多谢你，今日我们看到你是 因为你的死，你是洗计，你是拯救全世界。只要我们愿意相信，我们多谢你的宝血能够洗干净我们心中的污秽。你一次的死就是让我们全人类都有机会得救，你一次的献上，我们都可以是脱离魔鬼的权势，去进入永生。主耶稣，我们求你今天给我们有这个的信心，你能够拯救到底。在我们生命里面有很多的事情我们觉得很棘手，我们觉得没有办法放低，我们觉得没有办法改变，但是主耶稣，你说如果我们愿意给机会你，如果我们愿意相信你，你可以拯救到底。主，我求你释放你的能力，我求你的灵在我们当中去工作，让我们投降在你的面前，接受你的拯救。主，你给我们有生之日，我们还有机会，我们 不愿意我们离开这个世界就是没有机会。所以主耶稣，我们求你今天用你的圣灵浇灌在我们当中，开放我们的心，做拯救的工作。我们多谢主耶稣听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求。